You've been my friend for so long. You were right and I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is your word, Lord. Take my life and make me what you'd have me be. I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. All my treasures, all my dreams, all of these you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile. Let come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Now when my time has come to go, and I must leave all trouble below, and I hear the angel gently calling me, as I leave this world below, you'll hear me shouting as I go, Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life and make me what you'd have me be. I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I feel that in my heart, in my life, and all that the Lord has given me, and how He's blessed me through scenes that's been dark and drear sometime, but the Lord is always there. His arms is stretched out. His hand is under me. His hand will be under you if you will trust in Him. He will keep you. He will bless you. He will bring blessings in your life that your mind cannot even comprehend. How great is our God this morning. He is a great God. He is a God that is alive, and He's alive forevermore. He sat down. Jesus left this world and has sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. All power and authority is given unto Him. And He loves you this morning so much that He gave His life for you. A ransom into the world, gave His life that He would be the propitiation for our sins, for each and every one that would come. And God is no respecter person. You get that out of your mind to think that God is a respecter person. And maybe He would save you and He wouldn't save someone else. God died for the Jesus died for the sin, not sins, but for the sins of the whole world, that whosoever would believe upon Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now that life is in His Son, and the only way that you'll see that life is by coming the way that Jesus has set up. I hope you can pray just for a moment of time that God in His great mercy would revelate my puny mind. Brother Carl, knowing how weak I am and understanding that it lies not within me. I trust in the Lord who give me life and give it unto me more abundantly. My mother and my daddy gave me life in his flesh, and His flesh is a corruptible seed, and it's going to go back to the dust, a corruptible seed today. But there's a man on the inside that you can't see this morning that was born of an incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. And this Word is the Son of God. The writer said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh, and it dwelled among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This morning He is truth. He told Pilate, Pilate said, what is truth? And Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the light. I am He that was dead. But behold, I'm alive forevermore. Listen today, and if you want life, you're going to have to come, the one that's got life to give. Listen this morning. Here this morning, brethren, He stands with Him arms stretched out as this brethren cried, and crying, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden this morning. Seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Build your house upon the rock of eternal ages. The Bible said, He said, I liken them that hear these sayings of mine unto a wise man that built his house upon the rock. Oh, he dug down deep. How far did he dig? I dug down till there was no strength in him. Man cannot save himself. Oh, brother, I'm a dying man. He dug down a deep and found in his house upon the rock. Jesus said, what house will you build me? And where is the place of mine abode? Listen this morning, friend. He's looking the coming into your heart this morning. He's looking for you to open the door. I stand at the heart's door this morning and crying unto them, open up and let me come in, and I'll take up my abode within you, and I'll go to Morale. You found your house on that rock, and when the temptations come and the old devil buffets you side to side and brings all manner of temptations before your eyes, you'll be able to stand all the wiles of the devil. Why? Because of the charm you built your house upon Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. Listen, that is shed abroad in your heart. But he said, I liken them that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not unto a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. And the same, listen, the day and the sun and the sand and upon the foundation of man. Oh, brother, and when the same temptations come, and when the rain of temptations come, the Bible said in two places, the one said that it fell not, and the other said that it shook not. Listen today, listen, if you're on that wrong, you can stand, but if you're in that sand howl, you'll fall, and great will be the fall of that howl. And if your house is on the wrong, you'll not shake, you'll not move you from that foundation. But if you build upon hay, wood or stubble, or upon some man's foundation, listen the day, you're going to be tried in this world, and you're not going to be able to stand. Brethren, Jesus set up the new and the living way and said, come on ye ends of the earth and be saved, for I'm gone, and beside me there is none other. I am the way, and if any man will get in the way will get in him this morning, brother, and he will born that man sold again. Listen, he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Listen, not of that corruptible seed. Oh, Nicodemus, you must be born again of the Spirit of the mighty and all-powerful God. He'll give you life. He'll give you a new creature. You'll not worry about the things that bothered you. When I was just a young man, I thought of hellfire, and I thought, Lord, when I was just a child, I didn't want to go there. Friend, but the years rolled on, and I went away from God until I was about 20 years old, and I began to think upon my sin, brother, and I didn't want to go down there where the worm died not, and the farther torment ascended up forever and ever. I've heard about a place called heaven. Brethren, and I wanted to make it my own. I wanted Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I wanted Him above all things. Let the world do as they may. I had many pleasures in sin, friend, and don't you be deceived. The Bible said their pleasure in sin was season. But oh, if you I could see the darkness that you're in this morning, friend. If you don't know the Lord, if you can see the very end, if you don't change, how the devil's deceived you and taken you down to a devil's hell, where the worm died not and the fire never quenched. Forever. forever and forever. There'll be a body in you. How I will feel just what you feel today. All five of your senses will be intact in that day. Friend, the rich man, listen, he give unto them. Some says it was a parable, but I say it was a happening. There was a certain rich man who fared sumptuously in this world and had all the gold and the silver. And I'm going to show you something, young people, today. This man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. No, for this man thought that he was alive and he had everything, the riches of life, and he had the servant and had all the food that he wanted to eat. But there was a little beggar, a lame Lazarus. Listen today. He begged for the very crumb that fell from the rich man's table. For him. And the rich man shut up his bowels of compassion. Even the dogs had more compassion upon him and licked the soon of the wounds that he had. Listen, brother, and by and by Lazarus died, and by the angels was carried over in the father Abraham's bosom. When Abraham was a type and a figure of God, if you will, brother. But he was at rest on the other side of this world. Listen, and by and by the time rolls on, you see. It don't matter how old you are. You're going to die, my friend. And you're going to give an account for the deed that is done in the body. And the old rich man by and by died. Listen, brother. And he died in hell. He lifted up his eye and he was buried, brother. They buried the body, but there's a man on the inside. It's never going to be buried. No, brother. Listen, in hell he lifted up his eye and he looked. There was all the senses of the body, five senses that he had. He can look over in yonder's world, and he can remember yonder's world, where he came from, and he saw little Lazarus over there in Father Abraham's bosom. He began to cry. You see, in that day, every knee's going to bow, and they're going to confess in the morning, brother. But it's going to be too late. Listen today. They're going to cry for mercy in that morning. And the mercy doors are going to be closed. Seeking young people while you have the opportunity. While the mercy is open unto you. Seeking the day while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Don't be like the rich man. When you're down in hell, begin to pray for mercy. And he lifted up his eyes and he cried and he saw little Lazarus over there. Won't you send Lazarus down here and dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, or I'm tormented in these flames. Listen today, friend. You're not going to be comforted in hell, no. You're not going to be comforted down there. One of your torments. I've often believed, like the rich man, Brother Lonnie, he can see over in heaven and see the joy that he means. Listen, the Lazarus couldn't behold the lake of fire or the place called hell with a firewall. No, but the old rich man cried unto Father Abraham, if if Lazarus can come down here. Ascending back in yonder's world, brother. I got five brothers that warn them to flee from this awful place of torment. Listen, he was in torments. There was an S put on that for a reason. His torments while he remembered yonder's world. Oh, brother, listen what God told him. Yo, in yonder's world, ye weren't comforted, and Lazarus was tormented. But now ye are tormented, and Lazarus is comforted. Listen today. I want my sins going on to judgment, brother. I don't want my sins following me. No, fall on the rock today. And let the rug break the old stony heart. Why, brother? He said his word was like a wrong that breaketh up the stone. His word, brother, will break your old heart. And not only hit a breaking in pieces, he's able to bind it back together again. Give him all your heart this morning. Seek him while he's calling to you. Is he calling to your heart this morning? Is he looking in and seeing the dark secrets that you have? Listen, God sees all things. Your life is an open book before him. They'll not go back. God told the rich man, they have Moses and the prophets. If they don't hear them, they wouldn't hear the one, though he rose from the dead. Brethren, this morning, if a man would raise from the dead in the day, the world would say it was a hoax. I tell you today, they have been a man raised from the dead, and they don't believe him, brother. Jesus rose from the dead. He told John on the Isle of Patmos, behold, John, I'm he that was dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore, brother. I got the keys of death and hell. I've overcame it all, Paul, or John. I was he, John, that they marched them gong off his heel. I was the one, John, that they took a nail to an old rugged crawl. Oh, John, I was the man they laid in the grave, John. They rolled a stone upon me, and they thought they was through with him, and they put guards at the door. Brother McGon, God had foretold long for that time, brother, there was no grave gonna hold him. Tear this tabernacle down. In 3 days, I'll rear it up again, brother. Listen, as the nights rolled on, as the days rolled on, his disciples, brother, no doubt was worried. It hadn't been open unto them yet, brother. They was worried hard, brother Charles. No doubt they will. I can almost see his little mother there when they pierced him in the side. Her heart was broken, brother. Her tears run down like a fountain. They did it for evil, but God meant it for good. Listen today, friend, when the blood began to trickle down that crawl, there was a scripture open from the old Bible. In that day shall living water go forth from Jerusalem. Brother, right on the end of the ridge called Mount Moriah, where the older brother Abraham offered up Isaac, where Solomon built the temple. Listen today, where our Lord and Savior was crucified, and the blood came down. In that day shall living water go forth, half to the former sea and half to the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. Brother, listen the day when he died on the cross and the blood came forth. overcame, for thy blood and water come, the blood that was going to cover the sins of many, brethren. Listen today, and the water that was going to give life. Oh, the word by the washing of the water, by the word, my brethren. This word of God, brethren, is not just a word like we speak. It's alive this morning, brethren. As Jesus told Pilate, I am he that listened today. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the one. Listen this morning. Oh, brethren. But on the third and the appointed morning, as he had foretold, early in the morning, brethren, there came a mighty angel. Listen, and he rolled the stone away. And a man called Jesus, brethren, come out of that grave, just like he said he would, brethren. Thank you, Lord, for not only for your death, but moreover for your life. Because he lives this morning, I can live also. And this life is in his son this morning. Don't you? Aren't you happy the day that you got life? I thank him every day, Lord, for the life that you give me. I thank him, brother, for the many blessings. I see his hand and everything. We was a hunting last Monday down at Leonard's Plain, and the evening was drawing nigh, and the sun was so beautiful. Sitting down, and I told the boys with me that I don't know whether they know the Lord or not. I said, behold, only God can make a sky like that. Only God can give life, friend. If you don't know him this morning, seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near, for the day of his coming is nigh, and who shall be able to stand in that day? Only them that's been under the blood, only them that's had the robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Bless that Lamb this morning, bless him that was dead, but behold, he's alive forevermore. And early on the first day of the week, little Mary and Martha run and went up to the where they'd buried him. Listen, and when they come there, listen, the stone we rolled away, and they looked in and thought it was the gardener, brother. Listen, where have you laid him? And he turned to her and said, Mary, and all he had to do is speak that little word. When Jesus speaks, you'll know who his voice is. Mary, and she said, Rabboni, which you have been interpreting, Master. Brethren, listen today. Tell my brethren, that I rose, brethren. Go tell them there'll be life, and they'll never die no more, brethren. Listen today. I want you to know, if you receive him in your heart, you'll have life and have it more abundantly. There's no life like the life that Jesus has to give. Brethren, and he walked down that road where his disciples was that day. After he had rolled, brethren, the road down to Emmaus, walked along with two of the brethren. I've often thought, how did they spend so much time with him, and yet they did not know him. But God had holding their eyes that they couldn't see. God is able to blind your eyes. God is able to heal your eyes, as he did the man when he was here. Made a little clay out of the ground, anointed his eyes, and told him to look up. Brother, what do you see? I see me in this tree, and he anointed them again. And he looked up and he said, I see men all clearly in the day. When the anointing of God comes on you, friend, And the Holy Ghost will anoint you and cleanse your sins. He'll give you eyes to see with. He'll give you ears to hear. Just be like little Mary. When the Lord speaks unto you, you'll cry, "Hear my Lord. What will you want me to do, Brother Charles? I know what you're talking about, brother. When he called me unto the ministry, brother, I turned and fought him in a fight. But God overcome me through His love, brethren. I listen today. God knows how to deliver the righteous. He knows how to reserve the wicked until the day of judgment. But while He won't let me get back here, and He walked down to Emmaus, brethren. He began to talk to them concerning the things that had happened. They said, "Oh, you've been a stranger in this town. What are you talking about concerning Jesus? How He came, and we thought He was a prophet indeed. How He came, and the Messiah had come. But they have killed Him and laid Him in the tomb. And above all these things, they say that He is rose, brethren. Listen." And they talk, and Jesus began to talk to them concerning the laws and the prophet, beginning at Moses, the Bible said, brother, and then walked down that road with him. But when he went into the house, he made manifest who he was. And they said within themselves, "Did our hearts not burn within us? Sometime my heart burned within me." And I said, "Thank you, Lord, for that fire of God that burns, brother, burns in my heart. And it'll burn in your heart. If you will, open up your heart and let the King of Kings come in. Let Him come in and take up His abode. He'll bring life to your soul. He'll bring a river of water. And when you're thirsty, friend, you can call upon Him. Oh, Jesus, I'm thirsty. I'm hungry." You can be like the old when he fixed the little cakes on the shore, and he called out to them and said, "Come and dine, come and eat. Listen, the table spread the day. As my Father had appointed unto me a kingdom, I also will appoint unto you and you a kingdom today. Listen, that you might eat and drink at my table in my kingdom." He's got food for you to eat. He's got eternal life to give you. He's got love to shed abroad in your heart that no man can deny. If you look at a Christian as his light shines, it's a bright light for him. The world cannot hide it. The devil and the darkness of this world cannot hide that light. Brother, one little light of a candle and cause all the darkness in the universe to have to stand back.
Yes, sir.
And one little child of God, brethren, in the midst of a corrupt and a wicked and adulterous generation, yet that light is a shining, and they cannot deny. They may say that there is no God. They might take out the Ten Commandments out of every building and offer our money, but I'm going to assure you one thing. My word shall never pass away. Heavens and earth will pass away. They've been wicked men before. I tried to burn the scrolls of it, and God just wrote another one.
Amen.
Do you ever read that? My brother and I listen, the heaven, he said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence took about four, brethren, in that day. But we're not under that law. We're under grace. We're under the kingdom of God. And the world cannot behold the kingdom of God. They can only see the light shining from it. You must be born again in order to see the kingdom. And if you've not been born again, you don't know what you're missing, friend. I like the one brother said here, how marvelous it is the day to have the Lord and the Spirit of God in you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for that Spirit that burns in my heart, that I may know that I know that I know. Yeah. Some might say, well, I don't know whether I'm going to heaven or not. You better get you something that you might know about. Because the Lord said, my Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that ye are the children of God. Then if all ye children, then you're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. My older brethren has gone before me. He's seated down on the right hand. Yes, he's making intercession for you. He's making intercession for you according unto his own will. And what is God's will this morning? I know it's God's will that no man perish, but all would come to repentance and live. I add that a little on that. I know he don't say that, but I always add that. Because if you come to the Lord and receive eternal life, you're going to have life eternal. You're going to live, friend, and live, and live, and never die. But you'll be like the rich man if you don't make a right. You're going down to a place called hell. You brother, get you a song now. When you go down there, you're going to be tormented until the morning of the resurrection. When he said death and hell will be cast into the burning lake of fire. Where he said the worm die not, and the fire is never quenched. And the smokes of your torment, friend, will descend up forever and ever. I heard a man on the TV this morning on a program that talked about 23 minutes in hell. He dreamed this. I guess they wrote a book about it. But I was listening to the testimony that he had. Boys, sinner people. I said, I wish my boys could read that. I wish they can hear that, because it would send cold chills up your back to hear what this man heard of all the screaming and the moaning and the groaning in hell. These people in these flames, he said, that give not hardly no light, but yet you can see the people in them, and they cried with sounds, he said, like you wouldn't believe. And how that the Lord let him see that. And when he come out, he got himself in shape, brethren. The fear of God is beginning of wisdom. The apart from evil is understanding. If you don't fear God, you'll never do nothing about your sins. If you accept you fear God, you'll never repent, friend. But you're going to have to fear that he's going to send you down. Let me rephrase that. You're going to send yourself down there, because he's not going to go against your will, friend. He's going to let you go with your father, which is the devil. And if you want to go with him, you can go, because God ain't going to stop you. But if you want to go to heaven, he's got his arms. He wants you to come and live forever and forever with him in glory. And sing that new song that we can't sing here on the side of the day. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, both soul and body, brother. I'm looking forward to that day when I can cry, thank you, Lord. Farewell, vain world. I'm going home. Farewell, vain world. I ain't got nothing down here, friend. It's all over there. My treasures are laid up in heaven. They're not on the earth, friend. But the treasures of this life is going to perish. All that your eyes behold is going to perish. But Jesus has life and has it more abundantly to give to them that will overcome and believe upon the finished work of the Son of God.
God of love.